Today we're going to be talking about formula manipulation. Why do you think formula manipulation is important in physics? Yes. Very good. We're going to have to solve for what we want. You're going to be given an equation, and sometimes you need to solve for time. Sometimes you need to solve for velocity, sometimes acceleration, but it's the same equation, so you're going to have to know how to manipulate it to actually solve for what you want. Otherwise, all the numbers are there, and you're like, I don't know what to do. So let's review this. Yes, sir. Oh, I mean, you can. Oh, I need to zoom out. What color pen do you think that is? It is, but dark green. Plot twist. That one. Orange.
No way, black.
Yeah, that one's black. I mean, this is crazy. This thing's all kinds of discolored. All right, formula manipulation. I'm going to start by going through the do now ones. So we had x is equal to 2t plus 3w. What were we solving for? We were solving for t. So one thing that is 100% crucial for solving for equations, getting it right. to make sure that whatever you do to one side, you have to do to the other side so that you don't change the value of the equation. So if I subtract something from the right side, I have to subtract it from the left side as well. If I add to the right, I add to the left. Okay? Let me know if the paper isn't high enough up. Okay? All right. If it's added, you subtract to get rid of it. If it's subtracted, you add to get rid of it. If it's multiplied, you divide to get rid of it. If it's divided, you multiply to get rid of it. You cannot divide out through by something that is added. So if I want to get rid of W, I can't divide by W and get rid of it because it's going to leave this one divided by W. Yes, sir. Oh, yes. Please tell me this next step. Very good. I subtract 3W from both sides. It cancels out of this side. So I'm left with X minus 3W is equal to 2T. Now I divide by T because I, no, wait a minute, what? By 2, okay. Divide by 2. What else, where else do I need to divide? Both sides. So I divide by 2 on both sides and I'm left with T is equal to X minus 3W over 2. Look how I boxed my answer so I know where to look for an answer. All right, so that was the first one. Yes. And then took the negative out, or you left? All right, so if you do it that way, you're going to have to divide or multiply through by a negative because it should have been a negative t is equal to all of that. So what she did, and it's a valid way to do, you just had one more step. So she took it, x is equal to 2t plus 3w. You move the x over here. So you had 0 is equal to 2t plus 3w minus x. And then subtracted 2t. Yeah, it's more work, but it's a valid way to do it. And then you're going to have to divide through by a negative 2, not just 2. So dividing by a negative 2, so the negative is going to distribute over. So t will be equal to x minus 3w over 2. So you get the same answer, it's just you had to do a negative 2 and the negative distributes. Yes? Plus 2. What do you mean? When you divide through by the negative 2, it's going to make that one positive, this one negative, and that one positive. All of them, because it's like multiplying through by a negative 1, so it changes the sign of everything. Or you could leave the negative 2 down there, but I would distribute it over. It provides less confusion. But you do end up with the same answer, it's just a little more work. So that just shows that there is no one correct way to do it. You just got to get to the right answer by using valid algebra methods. No, I don't know what these algebra methods are called. Last time I was in Algebra 1, it was a 3-week session between 7th and 8th grade. So I haven't seen Algebra 1 since then. Yeah, they have that here. That's how I did Algebra 1 and Algebra 2. All right, example 2. Do I need to go through all the do now ones? No? Yes? Okay. I think they're really good examples of them, so stepping through them is pretty good. And then I'll give you guys one to try. All right, so we had a squared plus b squared equals c squared. What was I solving for? I'm solving for a. What is the first step to this? I need to move b to the other side. How do I move b to the other side? I subtract b squared from both sides. It cancels out on that one. I'm left with a squared is equal to c squared minus b squared. Very good. So I'm not done yet because I did not ask for you to solve for a squared. I asked for you to solve for a. To get rid of a squared, you take the square root, but you have to do it on both sides. So that leaves you with a is equal to the square root of c squared minus b squared. Okay. All right, last one is our kinetic energy equation. So I have K is equal to 1/2 mv squared, and I was solving for v. All right, this one shows how you get rid of multiplication and division. I might go with it. Yeah. Okay, so she made this 2k and this one mv squared. How did that happen? Multiplying 2 on both sides. So I'm multiplying by the reciprocal of 1/2. So I'm multiplying by 2 on both sides. So that this will cancel out. If you put in your calculator, 1/2 times 2, it gives you 1. Okay? Very good. All right, 2k is equal to mv squared. Now what do? Very good. We divide by m on both sides. So that gives me 2km is equal to v squared. Someone over here, tell me what I do next. Square root it, both sides, the whole thing, not part of it, the whole thing. So that leaves me with V is equal to the square root of 2K over M. All right, are we all with me on that? Do we remember how to do this? Do you guys remember something called the quadratic equation?
Yes. Quadratic formula.
Negative b plus minus the square root of
Almost. Almost. It's negative b plus or minus the square root of b squared minus 4ac over 2a. So let's do one with that. All right, so last example, and then I'll throw one to you. Oh, trying to keep all this straight here. All right, so here's my equation. Focus up. Focus. Track me in 3. Thank you. Didn't even have to get to 1. What I'm going to solve for t. When I have an equation that has two separate, I don't know what it's called, the math word for it. Variables, well, factors with the same variable in it, one being squared and the other not, you're going to have to use the quadratic equation for it. This is something we will legit use quite a bit once we get to projectile motion on uneven surfaces. So what I mean by that is, so I have projectiles, so if I throw from the ground and it ends on the ground, I don't use this. But if I throw off a cliff, well, no, not off a cliff. If I throw off the cliff, it doesn't. But if I throw from a cliff up and down, you're going to have to use the quadratic equation. I didn't drop it. I threw it. It was a projectile because it had, oh, why would we do that? It had horizontal and velocity and vertical velocity. All right, so the first step that I need to do is to get it in the form to get it. We're solving for t. I need to get it into the form to put into the quadratic equation, which is going to be ax squared plus bx plus c is equal to 0. That's the form to get it into the quadratic equation. So I'm going to move 2s to this side and then flip those there so they're in the right form. So I get at squared plus 2ut minus 2s. Forgot my s over there. Okay? And this is going to be where my a is equal to a. My b is 2u. And my c is a negative 2s. So you see where I got those from? This is my a because it's multiplied by the squared. This is my b, and this whole thing is c, but it's a plus there, and that's a negative, so the negative has to carry with it. Yes?
Why is the 2c and the a, t is not?
I don't understand the question. I'm sorry. Say again.
How is it?
So,
I agree with you.
X squared.
T squared is the x squared. Okay. Thank you for fielding that one because I wasn't quite sure what the question was. Thank you. Whoever answered that. Was that you? Good job, academic excellence.
First of all, I was.
Don't even do that, Marika.
I definitely said it.
I should throw out more of those. All right. All right, focus back up. Oh, God. Track me in 3. Voices off in 2. Eyes up here. Thank you. All right, so my equation is negative b plus or minus the square root of b squared minus 4ac, and the whole thing over 2a, and that's going to be equal to your x, which in this case will be t. So now I just plug and chug. So T goes in there, and that's going to be equal to negative 2U, because 2U is my B, plus or minus the square root of 2U squared, plus 4 times A, times a negative 2S, because that's AC, all over 2A. Now you just plug it in and answer it. Okay? With the quadratic equation, you're going to get two answers. One is going to be negative and one will be positive coming out of this. Since it is time, which is correct? The positive. You cannot have negative time. It's not a thing. Yes. Yes. He was asking here, would that u squared, would it become u squared? Yeah, it would become 4u squared. All right. Let me give you guys one. Okay, you have a minute and a half to work on this one at lecture hall. This is not a group activity, this is individualized. You may begin. Can somebody remind me what lecture hall means? Yes.
Completely quiet.
Completely quiet. Gentlemen, that means voices are off. If we're back at Coney Island Middle, we're at a zero. I didn't either.
Yes, sir.
I've only been here like a month now. Have about 30 seconds left. If it's correct. Okay. What's the answer? Yes. Very good. XA minus Y equals Z. Merit for the table. All right. They compared their answers when they were done and they all got the same answer, but they did it. I have a good vantage point here to see that they were not working together. Okay. Let's hit on the last thing. I think we can finish in enough time for you guys to work a bit on that. What time does this class end? In 5 minutes? Stop doing that. Why is every class somebody has to sit? Thank you. 11:06. We write that on the board. Flies when you're having fun. All right, dimensional analysis. Dimensional analysis. I've thrown the word around. But what dimensional analysis is, you are analyzing the units to see if they match. When I took the Regents exam, there were some equations that weren't on there, and I was trying to remember equations. One of them, I was putting it in, and I realized it was the wrong equation because the units on both sides didn't match up. So I knew the equation couldn't be right because one of them had squared units and the other one did not. So I was missing a square on that side. So I was able to fix my equation because my units didn't match. So that's a good way to check to see if your equation that you've pulled out is right or wrong. So dimensional analysis. All right, so let's use this as an example. A is equal to V1 times V2 over time. We're not solving for anything. We're seeing if the equation is correct by analyzing its units. Okay? So acceleration is a unit of length over time squared. No, acceleration is the change in speed, so change in velocity. We'll learn the difference between speed and velocity too. Velocity is a unit of length over a unit of time. So like meters per second. And acceleration would be meters per second squared. Okay? Time is a unit of time. Yay me. No. All right, so now we just plug these in and we need to analyze if they come out to the same thing. So let me show you what that means. So I have A here, so that's going to be a unit of length over a unit of time squared is equal to length over time times length over time over time. So that's going to be length squared over time squared divided by time. Ooh, time. There we go. Okay. Sorry. That's a F. There we go. There's a T. This down here? Yeah.
The L over T, you know, the breakdown.
If you need it to remember it. All right, so I have this T in the denominator. This is the same as multiplying by the reciprocal. So the same as multiplying by 1 over T. Because algebra, maybe? All right, so that's going to give me L squared over T cubed. So I have L over T squared is equal to L squared over T cubed. Is that the same? No, this is not a valid equation. Okay? Not a valid equation. I'm going to let you guys try, but I'm going to let you try the one that's on your homework. Well, I mean, you guys, it's a bit, but you guys have until Thursday, so, you know. It needed to be in the, you know. Okay, then, you know. Please work with your group at library. You're welcome. On dimensional analysis, so the back. Oh, I see somebody from last period left theirs. I'm just going to take it back and they can just have their zero. Yay! So please analyze this one. What you should be coming to at the end is whether it is correct or not, so a yes or a no. But I need to see the work, not just yeses and nos. Okay? So work on that as a group.